And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 8th of October, 2014. It's the day that Christopher Columbus reached the New World, 1492 on this date. One of the sailors on the Pinta sighted land, an island in the Bahamas. They'd been at sea for 10 weeks from Palos, Spain, the Santa Maria, the Pinta, and the Niña. Columbus thought he had reached East Asia when he sighted Cuba. He thought it was China. When they landed on Hispaniola, he thought it might be Japan. He made 4 expeditions to the New World during his lifetime, and his discovery made Spain the wealthiest, most powerful nation on Earth. It's the birthday of John Cooper Powis, born in Derbyshire, England, 1872, novelist and poet, moved to upstate New York in 1930, wrote his masterpieces Weymouth Sands and his autobiography of Glastonbury Romance. John Cooper Powis did not care for modern life so much, never drove a car, never used a typewriter, did not like talking on the telephone. Powis said, "A great modern novel consists of and ought to include just about everything." It was on this day, 1956, the Yankees pitcher Don Larsen pitched a perfect game in the World Series, faced 27 batters, not one made it to first base. It is still the only perfect World Series game in history, one of only 20 perfect games in baseball history. According to Larsen, he didn't even know he would be pitching until he got to the ballpark. He'd had a disastrous game in Game 2 against the Dodgers, lasted only 2 innings, allowed 4 runs on 4 walks. The Yankees had been up 6-0 when Larsen took the mound in Game 2, and they ended up losing 13-8. So he was astonished when he came to the ballpark for Game 5 to find that the manager had tucked a baseball in his spikes. It's the birthday of the poet and author Blake Morrison, born in Skipton, North Yorkshire, England, 1950, author of the memoir And When Did You Last See Your Father? The birthday of the science fiction author Frank Herbert, Tacoma, Washington, 1920, best known for his masterpiece Dune, which was rejected by 20 publishers before it was finally brought out by Chilton, a publisher who had been best known for publishing auto repair manuals. It's the birthday of the historian of the sinking of the Titanic, Walter Lord, 1917, in Baltimore. The book was A Night to Remember. It was a bestseller when it came out in 1955. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand entitled The Hill. I have come this far on my own legs, missing the bus, missing taxis, climbing always, one foot in front of the other. That is the way I do it. It does not bother me the way the hill goes on, grass beside the road, a tree rattling its black leaves, so what? The longer I walk, the farther I am from everything. One foot in front of the other, the hours pass. One foot in front of the other, the years pass. The colors of arrival fade. That is the way I do it. Mark Strand's poem, The Hill, from his collected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.